Welcome to From Zero to Millions, Accounting Edition. I am Bilal Mihana.
And I'm Kelly Roars. We're here to share our wealth of knowledge on running a public accounting firm. Whether you're a seasoned CPA, an aspiring accountant, or a business owner seeking financial guidance, join us for valuable insights and practical advice.
Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of From Zero to Millions Accounting Edition. On this week's episode, Bilal and I have a dear friend of mine and fellow CPA, entrepreneur, mom, power woman, Sharon Means. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you for having me. That was quite the introduction. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. I want to start off with saying, other than a power woman, Sharon is the chief operating officer and integrator at Redmond Accounting, and she leads the accounting and advisory services group there. She's also a fractional integrator for professional service firms, and she has a specialty in entrepreneurial operating systems, which a lot of people know as EOS. I feel like it's a very unique world of EOS. It's a tight-knit group of people. I'm really fascinated by it and definitely want to dive deeper into it within my own practice and just within my own clients. It's this really hot thing right now that I'm really excited to talk about today. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's one of those things where you hear about it and then you talk to somebody else about it and they're like, oh yeah, well, I'm implementing it at my firm. Whenever I talk about it, they pull out Traction, which is what it's based on by Gino Wickman. It's based on a book. So anybody can get the book, but that's kind of the jumping off point. This is how it happened with me. I was at an accounting conference and someone was talking about just the books themselves. And not really about EOS, but just like, oh, Traction's a great book and Rocket Fuel's another one. And I was like, oh, that's neat. And then I started asking around and a friend was implementing it at her firm. Another friend was self-implementing at his firm. So it's one of those things that once you hear it, then you'll hear it a couple more times.
Sharon, I hear of EOS. I know it's a system that you can implement in your business, really to help you achieve goals, to help scale your business. That's all I know. Could you give us like a broad description of what exactly it is and how a fractional integrator works with companies to achieve these goals?
EOS is just kind of a framework, and there's lots of different systems out there that are very similar. With EOS, it's all about making sure that everyone is on the same page, and you typically have a leadership team. Leadership team is made up of marketing, sales, finance, and getting that team on board so that the company vision is clear. In that regard, we meet weekly. So that's something that I help out with. We have a 90-minute meeting every week.
Is that at the beginning of the week?
It can be any time of the week. It depends. I have a couple on Monday and I have one on Wednesday, one on Thursday. And in that meeting, we go over working on the business instead of in the business. So we try not to divulge, and it has a meeting agenda. I use an app called 90.io and it basically runs the meeting so that you know this is how much we have time for this and this is where we're going to move on to this. And I try to be very strict about it. And so in that, like there's a scorecard metrics, which is like your KPIs. We talk about the to-dos that you had for last week, making sure that everybody gets them done. And then we talk about issues. Then it leads itself to getting a framework together so that you can grow your business. So we talk about big picture items in something called our Vision Traction Organizer. That's something like, what's our marketing plan? What are our three uniques? What are the things that maybe two other firms have that are similar to us, but not all three? What are those kinds of things? Making sure that we're utilizing our marketing correctly. And from there, then we figure out how to implement that in our business. And this is very pertinent for us is budgeting and forecasting. We want to do like a three-year picture. We want to do a one-year plan. I work with people I feel that have like a skew towards needing accounting help, or I actually work with accounting firms because, you know, the cobbler doesn't have any shoes. You can tell everybody else how to analyze your financials. And then it's like, when's the last time you looked at them? So those are the kind of companies that gravitate towards me. And I feel because I can help with those kinds of issues. My background is I'm a CPA. I've done outsourced accounting, CFO work for the past 14 years. And once I found EOS, an integrator is just the person at the company that gets things done. So there's something called a visionary. That's typically the CEO, the owner. They're the ones with all the big picture ideas. They have all these things that they want to accomplish. And this person, my role, is a person that figures out either how to accomplish it or how to kind of back burner it so they don't stress out their leadership team by, you know, hey, we're going to switch from QuickBooks to NetSuite this week. And it's like, nope, no, we're not. There's no reason for that. That's a lot of work. And QuickBooks is just okay. But maybe in 6 months, we can look at NetSuite. In that capacity, sometimes there's somebody at the firm that is that person that can be the COO and has the skill set to be the integrator. And then sometimes there isn't, or they don't have the budget for it. So that's when I come in. So I'm their fractional integrator. So I can come in and work with the leadership team, work with the visionary until either someone's coached up, they hire somebody full time, or I just work with them as their needs keep going. I think that answers a little bit of just the broad strokes of what EOS is and what it does with your firm.
The idea and the backbone behind it makes so much sense because so many people get stuck in working in the business and people rarely work on their business. They get so busy in the day-to-day operations. Specifically, accounting firms were understaffed. So how can you spend time thinking about expansion and all of these great ideas if you can't get deliverables out to your clients or even answer your clients' emails in many cases? To have somebody like you come in and force people to do that, it's so powerful. And I've seen even some of my own clients have a fractional integrator come in. I know you've also helped out other types of firms, whether it be law firms or what have you. I forget what I was reading recently, but I think it was a book and they said no company will be able to successfully scale unless they have an EOS type system in place.
It's very easy to coast along, but this is intentional. That's what ends up happening is if you're successful, you're just successful. And then you just think it's just going to continue. But at some point, unless you're intentional, unless you've got processes in place to back up the expansion, unless you are meeting with the leadership team weekly to discuss big picture topics and where we want to go. So EOS, you know, we have our 90-minute meeting and then we have our department meetings. So that we meet weekly with all the departments, and that could be a host of different things. It could be a division. It could be sales and marketing. And people always say that's so many more meetings, but I just feel like it cuts down actually on the back and forth emails, on the one-off phone calls, and then everybody's a part of it. So instead of just you and I talking about finance and then maybe nobody else knows about something like that, I feel like it's very helpful just to be intentional with your growth and getting everyone on the same page and taking the time out. I know it is hard. I know everybody struggles with getting their client work together, but that right there might be an issue. Do we need to hire? How can we hire? Hiring is a big deal for CPA firms, finding quality talent. But noticing that before tax season or before busy season for whatever season you have, and just getting that in place. Those are the things that we monitor as a KPI, work product per person or hours, or, oh boy, this person seems like they're a little more overworked. We don't want people to leave. So those are the kinds of things we track as a KPI weekly. So we at the leadership team know we can predict based on those things.
Going back to the beginning, when you were describing it, you said writing down like what your vision is, what your desires are for the ideal client. I could understand how people say, oh, why do I need to write a company vision or like a mission statement? I'm just not big enough for that. Now, as I'm going into my fourth year of business, which is really crazy, I actually have felt the desire to write down a mission statement and write down a vision, just because if it's in front of you and if you know it, then you can keep reflecting to it to make sure that your goals are in line with it, or who you're bringing on as clients or employees can also adhere to that. Like, I've seen a lot of that recently, maybe on social media, I'm like grabbing different things, but I feel like very strongly, it sounds silly to some people, but it's probably pretty profound in what you're doing with people.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't write it down and your company doesn't know about it and you're not hiring for those people and you're not bringing on clients, then you're just going to bring on anyone, hire anyone. So in the Vision Traction Organizer, not only do you have your vision statement, but you've got your core values. What do you want your firm to look like? And not aspirationally, and not things that are kind of a pay to play, like, you know, they need to be smart or they need to know accounting, but they need to be kind, or they need to be responsive to clients, those kinds of things. So if you don't know about it, then they're not accountable to it either. That's a big part of my job is accountability. So if you tell somebody that these are our core values, this is what we want you to do, then they live up to it. When you start this process, another thing that you work on is your accountability chart, which is an org chart with 3 to 5 of the big roles of that position. And not every position has a person in it right now. We're just kind of saying what in the next year and a half we want. You as the business owner probably sit in a few of those. You sit in the visionary, but you're also doing the finance and you're also working on the sales and marketing. But that's also how we can figure out what we want to do. What is our next hire? What are the things that other people can help with? Can we outsource? We can outsource marketing. Can we get a fractional integrator in to help out with some of these things? And then within that, you know, you get your roles and responsibilities, and you want to make sure that everybody that you're putting in a seat is the right person for that seat. So it's called right people, right seats. And some people are very nice people, but they're just not in the right seat. And it's slightly magical in the fact that once we determine that, people just know that they're not in the right seat. And, you know, at bigger firms, you can move them around. Maybe they would like a turn at sales and marketing, or they're not really good with clients, so they should do something else. But typically, smaller firms, you need to kind of just move on. And it's a good, kind thing, because they're not also in the right seat. They know it. It's not their best use either. So I feel using that accountability chart is really helpful, because it tells everybody, this is what we expect of you. And these are the core values. And so when you fall short of those, we'll work with you. But ultimately, this is what we need as the organization.
Wow. So first of all, you've been in the accounting industry for many years, and you are a CPA, and you specialize in accounting. We can kind of reflect in a little bit about your background. We usually start with that, but we'll get into that soon. But you've taken your love for accounting and having that CFO type title and analysis of their business, and been able to build your own business now as a fractional integrator. What does that look like? How did you decide that you wanted to do that? And what does the future look like for that?
I've been a CPA, worked with professional service firms, their outsourced CFO, controller for many years. And found, like I said, EOS at an accounting conference, brought it back to Redmond Accounting, decided to implement it. And then once I saw the different delineations, the visionary and integrator and natural integrator, which is typical for a COO, but not always. And I was like, wow, I really like this. I really like how it kind of marries the advisory part of my work with a great framework to help everybody keep on track and keep on the same page and everybody can understand. And because of my background, I think that I lend myself to knowing things about being analytical and the financials and things like that, not doing them per se. I tried to keep off that with the leadership team. That I love when there's another finance person on there. Like, cause sometimes I'll be with a new client and they'll say, oh, what was your 3-year target for revenue? And they'll be like, $8 million. I'm like, what are you doing now? $1 million. Okay. How are you going to do that in 3 years? We need a plan. You can't just throw a number out there. So I think that's where I can add a lot of value, is that I don't just assume that those are the numbers, because that's what we've done, as you know, working in the accounting industry. That's what we do all the time, is tell people that's not really going to work. Do you want to hire 20 more people?
Are you really going to be making as much money, or are you going to be making the same amount of money?
And strategically growing instead of just letting the growth take you. And from there, we rolled it out to some clients that had some interest in EOS and a fractional integrator. And I'm also doing this as my business, Sharon Means Business, as a fractional integrator, helping out professional service organizations, law firms, accounting firms, marketing firms.
That's great. We've had many guests on the show just explain that there are so many different paths in accounting. That's evident from your family and our friends. We love to hear, you know, doing what you love, because I would say I love accounting and tax, but you've taken it and gone this separate way to provide these advisory services down the path of EOS. You've got your own business on the side. It's an inspiration to people in the industry to see the options, because people get so stuck in the day-to-day of like, well, I have to work in audit, or I have to work in tax, and I have to be at the Big Four, or I have to be in public. You don't have to be in public accounting.
Absolutely. You and I have probably gotten that forever. You know, oh, you're a CPA. Do you do audit or do you do tax? I did it in the beginning of my career. I am very biased, but the accounting degree, there's so many different things that you can do with it. It's so versatile. It's just a really great opportunity. And there's lots of different ways that you can go with it and pivot. I spent years doing that and then found something else that could utilize my skill set, but do something a little different so that I'm not in the day-to-day accounting stuff, but I know enough about it.
And like, just to give everybody an idea, I know Sharon pretty well, but the listeners don't know that Sharon actually works from home. This is a remote position. And you work for a firm in California. Sharon was kind of at the forefront of remote work.
Yes, it's crazy. But yeah, we were way before COVID when everyone else was working virtually. But it really works, especially with talent, finding people. They can be throughout the country. They don't need to be in your backyard, especially in the more expensive cities. It's harder to find talent that can live in that city. So it's awesome. I really enjoy working from home.
You work from home, but you do get to travel. You go to conferences. You've put yourself out there on social media to connect with other people in the industry.
Yeah, I go to a couple of conferences a year, at least Scaling New Heights and QuickBooks Connect this year. And then a lot of times my clients, they have quarterly meetings or annual meetings. So I'm lucky I get to travel. I'm in Cleveland. This year, I got to go to Florida to visit a couple of my clients, so it wasn't too bad. I like to try to get in person for those bigger meetings, which are all day.
There's so many different alternative ways to view the industry, positions in the industry, services that you can offer. Let's talk about your presence on social media and how we met. Katie Thomas introduced us via a book club.
Yep, that she posted on LinkedIn and said, who would like to join this book club I'm starting? And we all just said, sure.
It's just wild. We started reading a book. I think it was September of 2019, pre-COVID. Maybe like once a month, we would read a book. We were meeting every week. And we all had so much time on our hands for those first like year or two.
Yep. Well, it was a lifeline, right? Because it was hard.
Yeah, we were all like, what are you doing? What's going on here? How's work going? We were all going through different transitions. The common denominator was that we were all accountants invited to this group and came down to five female CPAs. And we've built this bond, and each one of us has gone through so much in the last 5 years. It's pretty wild and so nice that we've built these strong friendships. And I've said this time and time again about LinkedIn. I owe a lot to the LinkedIn platform for the connections that I've made for business purposes, for personal purposes. I've never met anybody in person yet. This is going to be the year. I'm going to be going to Engage, and I'm also going to Bridging the Gap this year. That one is going to be held by TriMerit. So Randy Crabtree, and there's going to be a lot of awesome, awesome speakers. And it's the second year that they're doing it. I think it's more of like an intimate conference. I get to go to the big, huge, you know, AICPA thing, get lost over there. And then hopefully this will be a little bit more low key and I can start meeting all these friends. How did you get so active on LinkedIn? And did you have any goals by being on social media?
I don't really. I just feel like I want to be connected to other people. I like networking. So it's an easy way to keep connected with those people. I have started using a CRM also, but it's just the easiest way to connect with someone. LinkedIn is one of my big platforms. It's just an interesting platform. I'm not really big on other social media.
Anybody who's listening who's not really active on LinkedIn, give it a shot. It is definitely a long game. Connecting with people, you have to interact with people.
No, for sure. I'm not typically that way, but try to come off looking for how to help people, I guess, is a good way to come at it. It's like, you know, if you meet somebody in person, send them a message, connect with them. You just never know.
I was literally just going to say that. You never know, because I have had people who have followed me for a couple of years. I've never spoken to them and they'll message me, hey, I've been following you for so long. I love your content. I have a client for you, or like, I want to connect. And it's like, oh my gosh, I never even see you like or comment on anything. It's really nice.
It's a good way to put yourself out there. It's a low cost marketing. You don't have to worry about your SEO, and Google's always changing that. So what works this week might not work next week, but LinkedIn is always personal. You know, I think the better posts are like you put out, where it's actually more about your firm and you as a person than let's learn about debits and credits. Let's post a check.
Well, it's important to be authentic and have people like know your personality. It kind of just like, this is what I'm thinking of. I'm going to write this down and this would be the next post. And organic content like that really sets you apart. I definitely have some interesting stories to share. So in terms of your business, are you mostly getting referrals from other clients, or how's that working?
I have a law firm that I work with, and he went to a networking meeting with other visionaries and he started talking about me. And then I was the shiny object for the visionaries for the week. And so I picked up a couple of clients from just him talking about it. And just people get excited. They hear about EOS, but then they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to go about it. There's something called an implementer that they prescribe their franchise from EOS, and they kind of run the quarterly meetings. They run the annual meetings. But if you're looking for somebody, how am I going to implement this inside the firm? Like, that's great, quarterly meeting, but from one quarter to the next, how am I going to keep this momentum going? That's what the integrator is there to do.
It's nice that we've been able to launch this podcast with Bilal and myself and have all of these accountants kind of share their stories. And it's a big push. And it's important to spread the word. I so appreciate having your story on here, as all of the other guests have shared. It's so helpful. And I don't think I mention this very often, but people reach out to us and say, I love the podcast. It's inspiring me. Like, I'm getting ready to make that jump into entrepreneurship. Like, what are you doing? And we've connected people together, and really we're all here to support each other in this industry. And there's so much opportunity.
It's not one slice of the pie. You're not competing with others. And it's a great community to share. You know, you just started a business 4 years ago and you're so successful, but you help others, give a hand up and tell them they can do it.
And I have one last question I was going to ask you before and we got sidetracked. In terms of your engagements for these fractional integrator positions, is it short term or long term? And do you do like an implementation fee and then a monthly fee afterwards? What does that look like?
I just do a monthly fee and I don't have any long term contracts. When you want to stop working with us, that's fine. But typically there's somebody in the firm or they're going to hire somebody. So that's usually how it works. Until that happens, I kind of just work with them. Sometimes I work 2-3 years with a client, and sometimes it's 6-8 months, depends on their process and the people that they have in place.
Interesting conversations on billing lately. It's all over the road for people. I just want to say thank you again for coming on here. I think we'll have to record an episode with the Fabulous Five. Yeah, let's put that on the calendar. And, you know, we can all share our story together and how we've helped each other. I could even picture days when I first started the business or right before I left my firm when I was like talking to you guys, like, I don't know what to do. And you're just like, do it.
I know. You took the jump and doing well. So it's definitely worth it.
Thank you. So Sharon, where can we find you if anyone wants to look you up? If you'd like to share your business website and your LinkedIn, that would be great.
I'm just Sharon Means on LinkedIn, and my business name is Sharon Means Business. My website is sharon-means-business.com. I just love to chat about EOS. So even if you just have some questions, you just want to know more about it, how it can help.
And if you're going to be at Scaling New Heights in Orlando this year or Vegas for QuickBooks Connect, then you can also get to meet the wonderful Sharon Means. Thanks everybody for listening and have a great day.
If you've been loving the energy and insights we bring to each episode, we'd love to hear from you.
Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and written review to let us know what your favorite part of the show is.
Your feedback helps us reach more professionals who could benefit from the show and create more episodes you love.
We can't wait to hear your thoughts.